visiting with Mercer County High School Athletic Director Andrew Hofer, hoping that there's some semblance of a spring high school sports season within the IHSA. I know still a lot of question marks, and we wait for the official resumption of school if and when that happens. So, Andrew Hofer, all of those question marks, what's it like being an athletic director right now with all of this?
You know, like everyone else, it's kind of a uncharted territory for us here. And, you know, we're kind of going by the direction and discretion of the governor and the IHSA and kind of, you know, wait and see mode right now. So definitely interesting times.
And I know we're talking to you Monday morning, March 30th, and right now the stay-at-home order is in effect through April the 7th. So the earliest, and we're, as we're speaking right now, the earliest school could resume would be April the 8th, but I know that's a question mark right now. So what happens with the schedule? So we've had all these games canceled through the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season, track meets canceled. So if the season resumes, how does the schedule work? Are those games all just wiped out? You pick up where you left off? Just what are some of the factors in play, or how do you go about, you know, picking up with the schedule? And then you talk about potentially extending the season, moving back the state tournament series. So that means there would be some open dates maybe with an extended season. So what goes on with scheduling, you think?
Yeah, you know, I think those are all valid questions and a lot of things that are weighing heavy on the kids and coaches' heads right now. And one of the things we're looking at here is pretty much anything that is a non-conference event for baseball, softball is most likely not going to take place, at least at this point. You know, when we do are able to get the kids back, there's definitely going to have to be in a practice period or an acclimatization period here, getting everyone back in shape and ready to go. So when we do get back, I think there'll be discussions with the IHSA and with the conference to, you know, see how long the kids got to practice, see how many regular season games we can get in. And then, you know, the one thing I really told our kids before we left for this hiatus here is that I would do whatever we can to get them the best possible schedule that's available for them and try to do what's best for the kids.
Yeah, and that's really all you can do right now, and you have to stay positive. I know from a coaching standpoint and an administration standpoint, I mean, you just have to stay positive and hope that there's going to be a season. That's really got to be the message right now.
Yeah, I think, you know, emotionally, it's really weighing on the kids' mentality. I've been really trying to reach out to as many of the kids as I can just to let them know that, you know, we love you guys and thinking about you and just to check in and see how they're doing. You know, ultimately, sports are well important, kind of secondary right now to make sure everyone's make sure everyone is healthy and in good spirits and to try to do whatever we can to support these guys in this unique circumstance and situation.
All right, a lot of moving parts with this as we hope that school resumes. We hope that the IHSA spring sports season resumes at some point as well. Coach Andrew Hofer, thank you.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.